We're learning Masechtas Brachos, Daf Tezayin Amabez, and we are starting from the Mishnah. Zok the Mishnah, Rochatz Laila Harishon. We're continuing stories about Rav Gamliel. It says that Rav Gamliel, on the day his wife died, that night, he took a shower. Rochatz Laila Harishon Shmei Sirishdoi. He took a shower the night after his wife died, even though he was an Ovel. He was an Oinen even. Omle Tamidov. Didn't you teach us that Avol's not allowed to wash himself? Avol's not allowed to wash himself. So what's pshat? You are washing yourself. I'm like all the people. I'm an istanis, and I have major tsar for not mesrachitz. And therefore, I have a heter, because it's not rechitza of tainig, like Tosha speaks out. It's not a rechitza of tainig, therefore it's mutter. Ukshameis tovi avdoi. Another thing about Rav Gamliel, that when he had an Eved called Tavi, and when it was Eved Kanani, and when his Eved Kanani died, Kibel Alav Tachumim, Rav Gamliel was Mekabel Tachumim, all the halachos of Avelis, he had some Avelis, he had the din of Sudas Havara, and he had Shura, different din of Avelis he practiced when his Eved died. Omer Tamidu, Lamad Rabbeinu, didn't you teach us Sheim Mekabel Tachumim Avadim? You don't sit shiva, you don't do avelis on avadim. And the reason is, Taisa says later on, because if you do avelis on them, people will think that they're kosher yidin. And the halacha is that Eved Kanani's children are Eved Kananim. They're not kosher b'kahal. So, therefore, now let's sit shiva on them, because they're going to think that they're good Jews. Rav Gamliel answered, "Ein tavi avdik shar kol avadim, kosher aya. Tavi avdi is different than a regular Eved. He was a kosher. And he was a Talmud Chacham. Therefore, Tiferes Yisrael Mishnayis explains, since he was a Talmud Chacham, therefore, that overrides the Gezerah that you might be think he's a Meyuchas. Look at Mishnah Vayit. The Chosan, writes a licorice, Kriya Shema, Laila Rishon, Kair. If he wants to say Shema, he could say even the first night Shema, like we saw before in the story of Rav Gamliel. But Rav Shimon Gamliel, Aimer, Loikol, writes a Lito, as Hashem, Yito. Not everyone wants the Medaktik so much, does have the right to medaktik. You know, he has to be, he can't be medaktik. And actually, in Ma'aseh v'Zman Hazeh, we paskin that a chosan is chayv to say a Shema, and it's not a problem, because anyway, we don't have such major kavan anyway, and therefore, v'Zman Hazeh, of course, the chasanim are mechuyim and kriya Shema. Zok to Gemara. It said in the first Mishnah, beginning of the Mishnah, my time of the Rav Gamliel. What's pshat in Rav Gamliel that he took a shower the first night because he's an istanis? It has to be, he holds, kusava aninas laila drabanan. He has to hold that aninas of a night is only midrabanan. It's only midrabanan. The chsiv, it says in the pasuk, v'achrisa k'yoyim mar, which is going on avelus, and it says yoyim, so we learn from here that it's a yoyim, but the day, the night after the day is not part of that yoyim, not part of the first day, and therefore he holds that only midrabanan. And it's a machlekes mistech lezvachim of aninas laila drabanan, and he holds drabanan. And since it's drabanan, therefore, but makavistas lo drabanan. The makavistas drabanan were in geyser, and Taisvis is really asked that the truth is that in the rechitza is really not the raisa anyway. It's only with drabanan. Just the velos would be the raisa by day, so then they wouldn't let you even do a drabanan thing of a rechitza. But in any case, we're saying that Gamliel allowed himself to take a shower because he was an istanis only because it was the Rabbana. But if he'd be the Raisa, it wouldn't even be allowed even Makam istanis. So I think Gemara Vaita. Kshemeis Tavi Avdai. So it says there that they told Gamliel, oh, you're not allowed to Makabal on the Tachumim for Eved. So Gemara's going to elaborate on that a little bit. Tana Rabbanam. Avodim Ushvachai Sein Oimdim Alehim Beshura. The halach is when the Avelim return from the Beis HaKfaros, after they bury the dead, the Nifter, people have two rows, and the Avelim walk between the two rows, and the people say, Amakim Rechem Eschem. It's called a Shura. So, Avodim Shvachos, Ein Oimdim a Shura. You don't make a Shura for them, for the Kroivim. And Ein Oimdim Aleim Birkas Avelim and Tenchume Avelim. You don't say Birkas Avelim. In those days, they had a about a Suda's Havra, the first Suda that someone else gives them right after they come back from the forest, there was a bracha they said. You don't say the bracha, and they don't sit Shiva either for the, you don't say Hamakom Menachem Eschem, that Lashon, we'll see a little later what Lashon used. It really means you don't use Lashon Hamakom Menachem Eschem for the Avelim. Maiso Meitza Shivchasa Shirab Eliezer, Eliezer Shivcha Kananas died. Nichso Tamil Menachemai. The Tamil came in to Menachem Avel. He was very good Shivcha, I guess they were very close. They came to Menachem Avel. Kimin Shirai, some, when Rabbi Eliezer saw them coming in, Allah Aliyah, he ran upstairs. He didn't want them to see him, to Menachem Avol. They ran after him. Nichzam Pilam. He went to a different room, a smaller room. Nichzam, they went after him. Nichzam tracked him, went to a third place. And still Nichzam, they went after him. So Rabbi Eliezer saw, he's running, he said, you don't get the message? Omelem kimadumani sha'atem nichvim and paishim. I thought that I'd be able to burn you with like warm water and make you chap. Don't run after me. So I went to the first room, to the Aliyah. Now even I pour in boiling hot water, you still don't chap. I already did two steps more, and you still don't get the message. You don't follow me, you can't be Menachem Avol. Didn't I teach you this? Avodim u'shvachos, that are Knanim, that die, ain't a lamb v'shura. You don't have a din shura for them, ain't a lamb v'chas aveilim, lamb tachum aveilim, don't mock Menachem Eschem, alamau im lamb, what do you say for them? K'shem shem lo adam, al shayr v'lacham v'shmesu. The same thing you tell a person, if his shor or chamar dies, if his car dies, or something happens like that, what do you tell them? Hamakom yemal chokas ernecha. Hashem should refill your chisaron. You think that you're missing. Kacharim loyal avde vashem chasai. Same thing you say. That's the same thing you say when the evidence shivcha dies. What do you say? Hamakom yemal chokas ernecha. That's what you say. Now hamakom menachem eschem. We say hamakom Hashem should give you back your chisaron. Return and refill whatever you lost. Tanya, there's another brisa about Eved Kanani. Avodim Shvachos, Ein Masvidim Moisai. You don't make a hesped for them. Rav Yosi Omer, Eved Kashu, if it's Eved Kashu, Omer like this. Hoi, which is Lashon of like sighing and screaming. Hoi, Ish Toiv Neman V'Nena Miyagiyai. It's Ish Toiv Neman who is Nena from Yagiyai. Omer Loi, so they said to him, Im Kain, if that you say this in Eved Kashu, Maha Nacht L'Ksherim, what are you leaving for the Yehudim? What are you leaving for the Yidin? This is a very, very good hesped. So they argued on him. Zotum Aravaita. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein Karin Avos El L'Shloisha. When we say our Avos, Avram Avinu, Yitzhak Avinu, and Yaakov Avinu, it's only three. And but not, you don't call Ruvain Avinu, and not Shimon Avinu. You don't do that. The Avos are only those three Avos. Ein Karin Avos. El Arva, only four. Sar, Rifka, Racha, Leah. You don't call Bila and Zilpa or anyone else. You only call these four the Imoyes of Klai Yisrael. And it's the Geya for Maisa Ovis, similar bottom, and other things like that. Ovis, my time. Why don't you say, why Ovis are only those three? Elaim, Mishim, Leah, Dinim, Ruven, Kasinon, Mishim, Kasinon. If Shad is, we don't know where we came from, Ruven, Shimon, Yehuda, we don't know who we come from. If that was the point, then you couldn't call Rachel Leah Imayis either, because we are not sure if it came from Rachel or Leah. Because if we're from Yosef and Yamin, then we came from Rachel. If we're from Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, we're from Leah. So we don't know. And either way, we call them both Imayis. So what's Pshat? El Ad Hak Chashivi. Until these Dar, they were Chashiv enough that they are our role models and they're called our Avayis and our Imayis. Tvei. After children came after was Leich Hashivi. They're not Choshev Avos and Imoyes. Tani Yidachunt in our Braisa. Avodim Ushvachos Ein Karinois Ava Ployim and Ployinus. This is a whole different halach entirely. In those days, they called someone, instead of calling a rabbi or a mister, they called him Abba. Avodim Ushvachos don't get that title. They don't not call him Ava Ployim and Ployinus. Rashi speaks out, of course, their children call them Abba or Ima. But those days, they called a person as Lashon Kibud, they called him Abba, like Abba Moshe. That was the name they called them as a nice surname before the name. It was something that they called as Derech Kavod. So in Vadim Shvachas, you don't do that. So Ragamil, but the Vadim Shvachas and Ragamil's household, they did call them Abba Pliny, V'ima Plinus. Right, the Gemara Maisa list starts a stira. We said you don't call, and they do call. So the Gemara Mishum Nechashivi, Rabbi Gamil's Avodim and Shvachas were Chashiv, because everyone knew them, everyone came, Rabbi Gamil was the Nasi, so people were always around, and everyone knew who they were, and therefore they were Chashiv, and they called Abba, you could call them Abba Pliny, Ima Plinus. Om Rav Elazar, my dechsev, it says in the Pasuk in Tehillim, Kein avarechecha v'chayoy, v'shimcha esa kapay. Zok the Gemara makes a drasha. Kein avarechecha v'chayoy zu kriyashma. Why is it called kriyashma? So Rav Marashah explains, because kriyashma hashayach is the Torah. That's one of the things we do in learning a day, is saying kriyashma, which is Torah. And Torah is kehem chayenu. Therefore, when it says, I bench Hashem v'chayoy, means Torah, Kehim Chayenu. V'shimcha Esakapai, we know Esakapai, pick up your hands, that's always Tefillah, Zu Tefillah. So if he says Krishma and Tefillah, you know what happens? V'moisikein, Allah v'kos v'emer, k'moy chayla v'adash and tismanafshi. Just like your body gets fat and has a geshmak from chayla v'adashan, same thing, your nefesh will be tispa from this, be fulfilled, filled from the goodness of Tefillah and Krishma. V'loi oid, elo shunaychol shnei olam, olam zev olam ba. He will be zoicha to have both worlds, this world and the next world. Shenamar v'sifse rinonos alpi. And Rashi explains, rinonos elosha rabim, teaches us that you'll be able to praise Hashem in both worlds, this world and the next world. Now the Gemara is going to go further and say how different Amoraim had special personal tefillahs they said after Shemoneh Esrei. Like what we say, like Kayin Etzar. This is what different Amoraim and different tefillahs they said. And we'll go through all the tefillahs. It's going to go on for a while, for next Amud. All the tefillahs that Amoraim said at the end of their tefillahs. Rabbi Eliezer, Vasa the Messiah, Tzeloisam, after he finished davening, Rabbi Eliezer, Elazar and Shemua it is, Vasa the Messiah, Tzeloisam, after he finished davening, he said, Om HaHachi, he said like this, Yiratum Fanecha Hashem Alekenu, Shetashkein Bepurenu, you should rest in our, you should rest in our chelek, purim is lashon purim, like purim is lashon of a girl. If your portion is, you should make it up, rest in our portion. What should rest in our portion? Ahava, v'achva, v'shalom, v'reyes. You know, love and brotherly love and shalom, v'reyes. V'tarbek v'uleinu v'tamidim, and our tamidim we should grow to have more tamidim. V'satzliach soifenu achris v'tikva, and at the end we should have good, and we should be zeichet to have everything we hope for. But tossim chalkenu b'gan Eden, should give us a portion of Gan Eden. B'sakenenu b'chavatoy v'yetzer v'elamecha, should make sure we have a good friend and a good yetzer v'elamecha in your world. V'nashkim nimtzu yachol v'el yiras shmecha, we should wake up ready to do your will. That means Rashi explains that they shouldn't have bad hirurim at night, and then you can't wake up like a mensch. But you should wake up hoping and being good to Hashem, v'tavil fanecha kairis tavshenu, and should give us whatever we need, l'tayva, shavi l'tayva. That was his tefillah. That was Rabbi Elazar and Shemua's tefillah. Rabbi Yechon had a different tefillah. Rabbi Yechon was the Messiah in Shloisam, v'hachi, yirotu fanecha Hashem l'keinu, v'tatsis b'vashtenu, you should see our embarrassment, v'sabit b'ro'asenu, see our hardships, v'sislabesh b'rachamecha, v'siskasa b'uzcha, you should wrap yourself with rachamim and uzcha power. That power is to trample on the goyim. V'sesatav v'chasiv v'secha v'sesazav v'chanuv v'secha v'sov v'nechamidus tuvcha v'avsinu v'secha. You should wrap yourself with chasadim and chanich rachmanis and toiv. That was all of Yechanon's drasha, his Yechanon's tefillah that he said after Shemoneh Esrei. Rav Zera, boss of the Messiah, says, "V'halchi, Yiratzu v'necha Hashem alakenu shloi nechta. We shouldn't sin. V'lo neivus when we come up sin. We wouldn't be embarrassed. We shouldn't be embarrassed from our fathers. We come up the Alchem Evestrim with our averus. We're very embarrassed." Rav Chia, boss of the Master, "V'halchi, Yiratzu v'necha Hashem alakenu shloi tirascha umnaseinu. That Torah should be our thing that we do for a living. That should be Torah. Vayidva libenu, vayachshu einenu. We shouldn't have any pain in our heart." And our eyes should be blackened. And the Mepharshim say, this is Gebayt on the Pasuk in Eicha, which says, Al zeh dava libeinu, al eilu choshku enenu. Al zeh hoi dava libeinu, al eilu choshku enenu. That's what Shah is going on that Pasuk, and said, we shouldn't have that. Rav, Basis Toysam Hoche, Afi Davin said this, Yerotu v'nach Hashem al-Kinu, titlanu chayim aruchu, we should have a long life, chayim shal shalom, chayim shal toiva, chayim shal baracha, chayim shal parnasa, chayim shal chilat ha-samas, a life of health, chilat ha-samas is health. Chaim shesh ben yiras chet, chaim she'em ben busha achlima, chaim shel oisha v'chavoid, chaim shtei bono havas toir av yiras shemayim, chaim shtei mali lono as kol mishalas ben lo toiva. And this is the tefillah that we say for Rosh Chodesh benching. And therefore, some have the girsa afterwards was chus tefillah Rav. You see, this is Rav's tefillah. Rav, the one who said this tefillah, he said after Shema Esrei every day. He had Rosh Chodesh benching every day, maybe three times a day. He used to say this after Shema Esrei, this whole gevaldik of bracha of titan, this tefillah, gevaldik of tefillah, titan chayim aruchim chayim shalom, all these brachas. Let's see tefillahs, Rabbi. Rabbi, basad sloisa mahachi. He wrote up for nachal Hashem alakin of heaven. Who should tatzelenu ma'azei panim? Save us from azei panim, ma'azus panim. We shouldn't be azei panim ourselves. And azei panim means azei panim want to hurt us. Ma'adam ra, ma'pega ra, ma'yetzer ra, ma'chavar ra, ma'shachar ra. Bad people, bad neighbors. Ma'shaltan ha'mashchus, ma'din kasha, ma'valdin kasha, ma'en shavuris, ma'en shavuris. From a din Torah that is hard, doesn't get along with us. And say if he's a Jew, say if he's non-Jew. And he said this tefillah, even though Rebbe had a whole army protecting him. Rebbe was very close to Antoninus, the Kaiser, and he sent him a whole security detail. And still, he knew everything comes from Hashem, and that's he davened this tefillah to please save me from Aziz Panim, Adam Ra, and Shachin Ra. One more tefillah, let's learn. Rav Safra's tefillah. Rav Safra basad sloisi amahachi. Yirotzim fanach Hashem elekeinu. Shetosim shalom v'pamayu shamayla. You should give shalom on the every ummah, every nation has a sar. Has a sar up in Shemayim. And if the sarim are not b'shalom, then there's a war in this world. We don't want wars in this world. So put shalom v'pamayu shamayla u'pamayu shamata. Pamayu shamata means in the chachamim. That's what Pamayu shamata means. So Ma'ashamata means the Sarum of the Umayyads. And Ba'ashamata is the Chachamim. Or Ben Atamidim Ha'isim Tzarechem, Tim Tamidim who are learning Torah. Ben Aiskim L'shma, Ben Aishol L'shma, Sai, those who are learning L'shma, Sai, those who are learning L'shma. Chal Aiskim L'shma, but all the Tamidim who are learning L'shma, Yiratzon Shiyu Asukim L'shma. Are we davin to Hashem that they should also learn L'shma, Torah L'shma.